Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Max.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，告诉大家一个小福利啊。每周三，我们都会给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书。大家微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参加原版书福利的抽奖啦。
Yes, we have carefully picked out these English novels. They are very, very good materials for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So, go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now.Good luck to you all.
Okay, Max, have you thought about how many kids you want to have?
None, ideally.
Really, none? Or maybe just none for now?
Yeah, not for now. I'll think about that in a few years. But you know, in the West, people usually have two.
Yeah, I think that would be ideal for most people. 就是生两个小孩，我觉得是很多人觉得很理想的一种状态吧。But I think now young couples are under greater pressure to have two babies.
Right, there are so many things to consider before having a baby, let alone two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to think about all the medical, financial, and emotional aspects.
对，生小孩嘛，就是身体、经济、情感都需要做好准备。然后其中有一点我觉得特别重要，就是夫妻双方之间的感情也一定要准备好，不然就很容易产生矛盾，或者是出现这种丧偶式的教育。
Yeah, having a baby tests the strongest relationships in ways they don't expect. Sometimes the stress is too much and the marriage won't last.
Yeah, the stress is too much. 压力真的太大了。生孩子就是对彼此一个考验。哎，我最近就想到谢娜和张杰这一对明星夫妇啊，他们又上热搜了。就是娜姐生完这个双胞胎之后，现在怀了三胎，然后张杰把她照顾得特别好，特别负责。那他们这种爱情保鲜的秘诀呢，我觉得我们还是可以借鉴的。We can learn from them about how to keep the romance alive.
Sure, let's talk about that.
Okay, 那今天内容啊也都整理成了笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Alright, I think to have a baby or two babies together, the couple must have a solid relationship first.
No doubt. Solid, 这个词我们经常用啊，意思就是坚实的可靠的。Like, we can say solid evidence, solid foundation. 所以这个 solid relationship, 就是说坚实可靠的婚姻。比如说谢娜张杰结婚十年了，那他们的婚姻就可以说 a solid marriage.
Yes, before having the baby, a couple might barely fight. But once the baby is born, it's very likely they'll be squabbling and sniping at each other at a regular basis.
人间真实啊，这小孩出生之后啊，这个夫妻关系再好，可能也会有矛盾和争吵。So here, you're using these two words, squabbling and sniping.
Yeah, to squabble means to argue noisily about something that's not actually very important.
就是为了小事情吵架争吵，对吧？ So we can say squabble about and squabble over.
Right. For example, many couples would squabble over money.And many kids would squabble about what to watch on TV.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you also used this word, sniping.
Yeah. You know, this word is originally used to mean to shoot at somebody from a hiding place, usually from a distance.
Mm-hmm. To shoot at somebody. 所以这个 snipe 本身是有枪击这个意思，躲起来远距离的射击，所以就是放冷枪。
So if we snipe at somebody...It means we criticize them in a harsh or unfair way.
Got it. So snipe at somebody. 注意介词 at 就是抨击一个人了。所以说父母之间这种争吵啊、吵架、抨击，就可以说 squabbling and sniping at each other.
Of course, there are many more words we can use. Argue, quarrel, or even just fight. Oh, and bicker.
Yeah, these are words we are more familiar with. 这些单词大家应该更熟悉啊。Argue, quarrel, fight.But what about bicker?
Well, bicker is another word for squabble, to argue for unimportant things.
Mm-hmm, 就也是为小事争吵了。Okay, so what could we do to avoid bicker, argument, or all kinds of fight?
Talking. Talking is one of the most important things of any relationship.
Mm-hmm, talking 就是沟通了，对吧？ So, do you often talk with your wife?
Not at all, but we bicker a lot.
Maybe that's not true, right?
No, that's not true.
Okay, so everyone knows that talking is important. but it's so hard to do.
But at least we should try. Try to make time to talk. For example, we can set aside half an hour at the end of the day to chat in bed, which I do, or just have a 30-minute walk every week.
Which you don't do.
Which I don't do. I used to.
所以就是说没时间呢也要挤出时间来沟通对吧像这名人夫妻或者像 Max 和他老婆都很忙但是啊还是会挤出时间来陪伴对方。这里的挤出时间留出时间就可以用到这个词组 set aside time to do something.
Right. To set aside means to keep or save something for a particular purpose.Like I'm setting some money aside for my vacation.
你在存私房钱。About this one, does your wife know that?
Of course not. I keep my money secretly.
Okay. 不过你老婆其实发现了也没事儿。因为在感情中呢要能替对方思考原谅对方也很重要。You know, forgiving is also an important part in a marriage.
Exactly. We should go easy on each other.
Go easy on somebody. That's a good phrase.
Yep.That means to be more gentle and less strict or angry with someone.
就是说对一个人很温柔能够原谅他。
But sadly, my wife never goes easy on me. But I choose to forgive her for being so.
That's why you make a good couple. 所以刚刚这个 go easy on, 大家知道吗除了可以说对一个人好一点其实后面啊有时候还能加一个食物的名词表示少放一点这个东西。比如大家跟我们湖南人去吃饭那你们肯定就会说哎，少放点辣椒就可以说 go easy on the chilies.
Anyway, sometimes it's just better to be kind to one another, when appropriate, of course, to simply let it go. Because part of caring about someone is accepting they won't always get things right.
Wow, you're a man of wisdom right now.
When it comes to making excuses for my pocket money, I am.
Yeah, right. 等于有道理啊。关心一个人呢就是能接受他们身上就不完美的地方。比如宝妈们生完小孩之后这个外表情绪肯定都会有很多变化。那老公们就不要抱怨了而是要接受然后积极地帮自己的老婆来解决问题承担责任。To shoulder the responsibility of taking care of the whole family.
Like what Shakespeare once said, words cannot express true love. Loyalty behavior is the best explanation.
哎呦又来炫耀了。对这句话就是说真爱不能用言语来表达。行为中心才是最好的说明对吧 So, are you saying that action speaks louder than words?
Yes, it's easier said than done. But I think if you put your effort to work on your marriage and your small family, amazing things will happen.
那不知道大家家里有小孩之后是不是也在努力的给自己的小家来保鲜呢给自己爱情保鲜呢也欢迎大家给我们留言分享一下你的秘诀呀
I think that's all the time we have for today, actually.
All right.最后再告诉大家一个好消息啊最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家同时还有一个专属学习社群创始人 Alan 老师会在群里啊带着大家一起来学习7天这个活动就特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学但是现在限量200个名额所以想报名免费体验的大家赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号回复数字888就可以加入啦
So, thank you so much for listening. This is Max.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。